Later this hour on Air Talk, what can be difficult conversations around race, ethnicity, racism, law enforcement, how to have those conversations. Many companies are having those right now. We'll talk about the best ways to conduct them for the workplaces that decide that is an important thing for employees to address. But right now we turn our attention to the U.S. economy. American shoppers increased spending on store purchases by a record nearly 18% from April to May. Those numbers coming out late yesterday. Retailers, of course, reeling since the coronavirus shut down businesses, flattened the economy, and left consumers, in many cases, unemployed and without an ability to spend. The government report showed retail purchases did pick up some of the record-setting month-to-month plunge that took place in March, where it went down more than 8%, and in April, when it went down nearly 15%. Still, purchases down 6% from a year ago. One of the fascinating parts of what we're seeing with spending is that the biggest cutback in expenditures is coming from higher income Americans. Now, maybe that's not surprising because travel, going out to eat, luxury goods, all of these things are perhaps things that higher income people are not going to be indulging in the current lockdown over COVID-19. But we have seen a rebound among some of the people who've been hit hardest by the economic hit. Joining us, Rachel Michelin, President, CEO of the California Retailers Association. Rachel, so good to have you with us. We appreciate it.
Great. Thanks for having me.
So there's obviously some good news in these numbers that came out, but it's a rebound from what had been record-setting decline. Where do you see promise and where are there red flags?
You know, I wasn't surprised to see a little bit of a rebound. And granted, overall, we're still down in retail, but hopefully as we continue through the rest of the year, we'll see an uptick in that. I think there was a pent-up, wanting of consumers to get out, to get into shopping. Right now, when you do go into retail establishments, because retail stores were closed so quickly, now you're seeing them having to move a lot of their merchandise that have been sitting on the floor during the closures. You know, they're trying to get rid of it and sell it. So you're seeing some amazing sales and some amazing deals happening right now, where I think people are taking advantage of that. Also, I think we're moving into another season. We're moving into summer. It's getting warmer. People are looking for their summer clothes and those types of things. But I do think that we have to be cautious to see how long this maintains. And then also what happens as we get closer to schools opening. Back to school is always a big time for shopping. You know, we don't know really what that's going to look like. Either in California or in other parts of the country. We don't know if there's going to be a second wave coming up. We don't know if we're going to see retail stores having to close down again. So I'm cautiously optimistic that hopefully we can continue this trend and make some of those gains that we saw the losses in March and April. But we still have to really watch and see what happens from a pandemic perspective and then also what our businesses look like in the next 3 to 6 months.
Rachel Michelin with us, President, CEO, California Retailers Association. Also joining us, economist Kevin Cloudon, Executive Director of the Milken Institute, Center for Regional Economics and California Center. Kevin, it's so good to have you with us again. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
So break down the numbers a bit for us and who is back spending money?
Well, right now, the main groups spending money are the people who need to spend it. So it's really the working class, the middle class, who are spending money. Some of it really is being driven by a lot of the bigger purchases that people had felt like they wanted to make or needed to put off, not cars, but things like electronics and appliances, which that's up over 51%. You saw a definite increase in restaurants and bars as a number of them around the country either opened up a bit in May or they adapted and were doing more delivery of more affordable food. And you absolutely saw a big jump in furniture stores, and then things like sporting goods, musical instruments, and bookstores all went up. Each of those went up nearly around 90%. And a lot of that is stuff where people are either saying, you know what, we're going to be in this for a while. Our new reality is that we're going to be stuck working from home or spending a lot more time at home. Let's get what we need in order to be able to get through this pandemic, especially as a lot more retailers shifted to allow you to pick up or they would do delivery.
And how is curbside, and I'll ask this of Rachel too, but how is curbside working out? Because I think there are so many people, I don't know if this has been surveyed, but who don't want to go into a store but still need to buy things. And so curbside is a way to do that. Do we know if curbside and people only willing to do that, if that has an effect on their willingness to spend overall?
Well, it certainly helped. A huge amount of what's driving everything in this economy right now is fear. And there is a lot of that fear that's been still circulating. They found in places around the country where they've opened up a lot faster than California, such as Florida and Georgia, that people would much rather still do curbside pickup or do something more remotely than go and spend time in an enclosed environment with questionable ventilation for long periods. So that curbside element is a big deal, especially for certain kinds of purchases.
We're talking with economist Kevin Clowden of the Milken Institute. Rachel Michelin leads the California Retailers Association. Rachel, what's your sense of how much curbside delivery has been able to open things up?
I think curbside has been a lifesaver to a lot of businesses in California, but I think the challenge still with curbside is that it benefits the retailers that had the capability to provide curbside. It disadvantaged particularly some of our smaller, more independent retailers who didn't have the infrastructure in place to really take advantage of curbside. I think it's something that you will continue to see. I think you will see other retailers, large and small, continue to offer that curbside for the reasons mentioned before. And it's an important now, I think, aspect of the retail industry that you won't be seeing going away anytime soon.
What about clothing? Because with so many people working from home, I'm assuming that clothing purchases were low on the priority list. With more people seemingly out, and I judge that by just traffic flow, is apparel starting to pick up?
I think apparel is picking up. You know, it depends on what kind of apparel you're buying. You may be being more purchasing leisure wear, workout wear, casual wear. You know, the interesting thing is, like, folks are still doing Zoom calls where they still need to look professional kind of on the call. So, you know, you're kind of professional on the top, maybe your shorts or whatever on the bottom.
Like TV news anchors.
Exactly. So I think that you are seeing a different trend. You're not necessarily seeing the uptick in apparel sales related to kind of business suits and those types of things, or things that you would wear if you were traveling. But we are seeing changes in spending habits in terms of folks buying more of that leisure wear and clothing articles that they can wear that look professional when they're kind of on these Zoom calls. Because again, not knowing when folks are going to end up going back into the office.
Rachel Michelin is president and CEO of the California Retailers Association. Economist Kevin Clowden is executive director of the Milken Institute Center for Regional Economics and its California Center. And if you have questions for our guests about what's going on economically, particularly here in California, we're at 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722, or the AirTalk page, kpcc.org. Kevin, let's talk about employment, because the high unemployment rate, huge factor, because so many households have been hit hard by this and are having trouble even handling the essentials, even with unemployment benefits if they're eligible. So how does that relate at the larger economic level and affect the overall economy?
It's going to be a huge drag on the economy. And the Fed has even said that a number of the jobs that were lost aren't coming back, that either you have a lot of small and mid-sized businesses, which really are the job drivers of the economy. SMEs create far more jobs than larger businesses, which usually tend to do mergers and thus destroy jobs. But you also have automation, you have concerns about worker safety, you have concerns about how many workers any company can bring back into the office or the workplace. And all of those are going to be issues. And long term, even though you see a spike in terms of consumer purchases, there are real concerns about whether or not people are going to get their jobs back, if they're going to get them back. There are a number of the unemployment benefits that are due to expire in a matter of weeks. And if they are not extended at the federal level, then there are real questions in terms of people having any money to spend, being able to keep the economy propped up. And I know there's a debate that if unemployment benefits are too generous, that people won't want to go back to work. But the bigger issue, again, is that of fear and safety. Workers do want to go back. Even ones who are on unemployment benefits want to go back because of the fact that they know the benefits will end. But if they can't go back to a job and feel safe, they're going to be reluctant. And we're seeing that with the wealthier part of the population with their consumer spending. They're so worried about their own safety that they're willing to forego a number of the traditional purchasing mechanisms they might have had otherwise, just because they can't afford to isolate themselves.
So what effect, if the $600 weekly supplement to unemployment insurance, when that ends late July, if that's not renewed in any form by Congress, what effect does that have when you're talking about, you know, nearly $2,500 per person coming in from the federal government?
What it does is it takes away a stimulus to the economy. It takes away a certain amount of discretionary consumer spending that people are more likely to spend on consumer goods that they might not otherwise feel comfortable doing. And it will serve to slow the economy back down. It also will have a rippling effect on some sectors that are considered to be more prosperous, including technology and otherwise, because people will look at and say, do I really need everything that I'm paying for right now, including potentially cutting back their cell phone plans, cutting back video on demand if they have access, cutting back food purchases and various other things. So it will have an impact. It will also create, I know the intent is in some ways to create a pressure for people to go back to work. But as I mentioned, you need to have work to go back to. And it's not clear for everyone that's going to be the case.
Yeah. And you've also got the issue that I'm sure there's some households who are getting unemployment benefits and, you know, that's how they're able to pay their rent, that's how, or you know, pay credit cards or whatever. And one would have to assume that in many cases, they're just not going to be able to pay on loans or even rent.
Absolutely. And it's the rent that's the really big concern. We actually saw a major move by consumers to either save money or use the money to pay down short-term debt, especially credit card debt, over the last couple months. So these are people who realize these benefits will have a limit and go away. But we have a number of rent moratoriums that are in place right now, particularly for residents. And when those expire, and if they expire at the same time as these benefits are going away, we could have another major crisis. So local authorities are going to have to figure out, how do they balance out the fact that a number of smaller individual landlords depend on this rent, and if they're not getting it, they're in trouble, and at the same time, that the renters themselves may not have the money to pay, and we are already seeing a spike in homelessness that's been happening in this pandemic, and that's a real worry.
Kevin Cloudon joining us, economist at the Milken Institute. Let me go back to Rachel Michelin, a quick closing thought here, head of the California Retailers Association. What's happening in employment at retail at this point, and what's your sense of how many people are returning to work who had been laid off or furloughed during this time, and are people coming back at the same hours?
So I think you're seeing a slow reentry into the retail employment world. Some stores are under, in California guidelines, 50% capacity. So we're under capacity limits of how many folks can be in a store at any given time. So I think that they're also bringing back, I think, the first round of folks are the people who really want to work. You know, retail is a very diverse employment. We have people coming in as their first job. We have seniors who like the interaction with folks. So we do have some folks in the retail industry that are more of that high-risk area that may not be coming back right away. I think retail is doing everything they can to make sure that our sales associates feel comfortable coming in. And then I think on the flip side, you also have to remember, you know, retail, our essential retailers had been working. Their sales associates have been working through this pandemic. So you're also seeing some changes in being able to have them take some time off and kind of recoup since they have been working very hard. So I think you're seeing a lot of changes. What will be interesting is hopefully as we move into, you know, the end of summer, the fall, depending on, again, where we are from a health perspective, you know, traditionally you see ramping up as we get into the holiday season.
Yeah.
I don't think we know yet what that's going to look like. But I do see that you're seeing retailers hiring. You see them trying to get people back into the stores. You know, I think it's positive, but again, it has to be cautiously optimistic.
Thank you so much, Rachel, for joining us again. We appreciate it very much.
Thanks for having me.
Rachel Michelin is president and CEO of the California Retailers Association, and economist Kevin Cloudon of the Milken Institute Center for Regional Economics. He's executive director in the California Center as well. You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC. Coming up, the conversations that some workplaces and companies are convening on racism, on race, ethnicity, policing, and how inclusive their organizations are. We'll talk with an expert who works with those companies to try and facilitate what are positive conversations that move employees and management forward. You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC. We'll be back in 90 seconds.